Outside the window, the twilight sky bloomed pink and purple. In the distance, the lights of downtown Havana winked like stars. A warm breeze carried the smell of salt water from the nearby bay. Mama pointed to a page in her poetry book. "This one," she announced. She touched the emerald brooch at her throat and began reading in a slow, clear voice. It wasn't a children's poem, and Alicia, who was six, didn't understand all the words. Still, she loved the way her mother recited the lines, sometimes quietly, and other times loudly and dramatically. Mama was like an actress. Alicia's teenaged brothers, Antonio and Elizardo, went next. They took off their suit jackets, which Papa always made them wear at dinner, and rolled up their shirt sleeves. They sang a lively duet about sailors on the sea. When they finished, 9-year-old Blanca performed one of her famous humming numbers. Alicia's sister was a genius at humming. Finally, it was Alicia's turn. She took her position in front of the bookshelves. She fastened the bath towel over her neatly combed hair and let it cascade down her back. She clasped a white linen dinner napkin in each hand. Then she narrowed her large brown eyes in a mysterious way. "Music, please," she said grandly. "Of course," Mama smiled and walked over to the record player. She chose something from a shelf full of records, set it on the turntable, and lowered the needle. The needle made a fuzzy, scratchy sound as it bounced on the disc. Then it settled, and a song began to play. Conga drums, guitars, violins, a bandoneon. Alicia recognized the song. It was by one of Mama's favorite Cuban bands. She closed her eyes and let the music wash over her. Upbeat, downbeat, now. Her eyes flew open as she raised her arms in the air. She flapped the dinner napkins like furious little hummingbird wings. She stomped her feet on the tiled floor in time with the conga drums. She twirled on the wave of a mournful bandoneon note, and her bath towel mantilla twirled along with her. She knew that her family was watching her, but she wasn't watching them back. She was happily lost in her flapping and stomping and twirling. According to Mama and Papa, she'd been doing this practically since she could walk, bursting into dance whenever she heard music and disappearing into her own world. At the moment, her world was the conga beat of the song and the swift, shimmering movements of her body. The violins came in, their melody swaying back and forth. Alicia swayed with them. The guitars joined in, thrumming rapidly like raindrops. Alicia thrummed with them. No one had taught her how to dance. The moves came naturally from somewhere deep within her. When she was done, she curtsied. "Brava!" Mama and Papa cried out. "Brava!" Blanca and Antonio and Elizardo joined in.
"Muchas gracias," Alicia replied.
She curtsied again, holding onto her bath towel mantilla to keep it from sliding awkwardly down her head. For a moment, she imagined that she was on a real stage, blinking into the spotlights as a whole auditorium full of people clapped and cheered. Maybe someday,